Charlie Daniels, yay! Welcome to the program again, man. I love you, man. I you know, you and I, you and I go way back to chocolate gravy, and you doing okay? Where are you at right now on the road?
I'm in West Virginia. I'm in Lewisburg, West Virginia. We're playing State Fair here tonight, along with my buddy Travis Tritt.
Yeah,
we always have a good show together.
Yeah, I love Travis. Such a great guy. You know something? I've got to tell you, I have never seen. I've done a lot of Travis Tritt in my karaoke days, but I've never had a chance to see him. And he's coming to the jam this year, man.
He is indeed, and be sure. And this year we're doing a little different. Last year, when we sent requests out to jam last year, we started getting our BSPs back, and then it was like, you know, percentage wise, it was more than we had ever received back, and so we ended up with an awful lot of artists, and we had to limit people to one or two songs, but that's not the case this year. We've got less artists, but given them more time, so you'll be able to catch a set of Travis Tritt music, and you're gonna love it.
How many years have you been doing the volunteer jam?
We started the volunteer jam in 1974 as a live recording session at War Memorial Auditorium, and it just took on a life of its own. It was very obvious that we needed to do it again. We moved it to Murphy Center the next year, and then we moved it to Municipal Auditorium and out to Starwood when it was such a place.
Right.
And we quit doing it every year, but this is the 42nd anniversary of Volunteer Jam. And the 80th anniversary of Charlie Daniels being on Earth, although it's a little late, we do it October 28th is my actual birthday. But we're going,
yes.
When you're 80, you can celebrate as long as you want to. So we're going to celebrate the 30th of November, too.
You know something? People are going to crawl out of the woodwork for you for your birthday, let alone the jam.
We're sure looking forward to it. It's looking real good. We got a really good roster of talent this year. We got some people we have not been able to announce yet that are going to make it even stronger than what it is. So we're definitely looking forward to the jam.
Who can you announce?
Well, I can announce Larry the Cable Guy, Travis Tritt, mm-hmm. Chris Stapleton, yeah. Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as I said, you know, people have commitments in the area.
Yeah.
And that maybe take place before the jam, and they cannot be announced until they get that commitment over with,
mm-hmm.
contractually. So we have to wait until that happens.
Who does the volunteer jam benefit, Charlie?
The profits from Volunteer Jam, or at least a portion of the profits this year, will go to the same place it went last year, the Journey Home Foundation, which is a foundation that I am involved with that we try to soften the landing, is the best way I know of put it, of the folks coming back who have served in the military, many of them from war zones, and try to help them transition back into civilian life. They feel a little out of place, some of them sometimes, when they come back. It's just such a different environment. And some of them need education, some need this, some need that. We've done furniture. We help them put in a veteran center at the MTSU College where they have a lot of a very big enrollment of veterans in the student body there, and give them a place to get together. We have TV conferencing capabilities. There's a healthcare specialist who has an office there that any mental problems or anybody you have to have, they go by and talk to them. That kind of thing. Whatever it takes, where it's mundane or whatever, or complicated, we try as best we can as our funds allow us to help these folks get back into civilian life. And our books are our books are truly open. You can find them on the Journey Home Foundation website. They're not always exactly up to date. We try to keep them as up to date as we can, but we want the public to know exactly what we do with the money that they donate to us. So our books are available at any time.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that you're well appreciated, and people know exactly how true your heart is to the veterans, as well as the community of Nashville, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, that area, and the surrounding areas. We love you, man. You do such great work for all those folks, we appreciate that.
I can't tell you how much I love. I've spent my young life living out of a suitcase and going an awful lot of places, and I never, ever found a place. When I found myself walked in and saw the piece of land 30, almost 40 years ago that we built our house on, and, you know, we said, that's it, this is it. When I leave Twin Pines Ranch, I want to go to heaven. It's the only other place I know of I want to live more than I do where I live right now. I love Middle Tennessee. I love Nashville. I love the surrounding areas. And, of course, Mount Judy. You know, that's the devil of the universe out there.
Well, you know what? My special guest this morning is Charlie Daniels. Volunteer Jam's going to come up on the 30th of November this year. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster locations. And, of course, you can check it out there at Ticketmaster Online as well at the Bridgestone Arena coming up on November 30th. A lot of great acts going to be there. And we're going to take a quick break. Going to play a big song here from Charlie. You know, we just come off of this Nashville Recorded Songs here, historic weekend here at Hippie Radio. We're going to play Uneasy Rider. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Charlie Daniels on Hippie Radio, 94.5.